Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Let's talk about it.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. I'm Harold. I'm doing this podcast to help motivate and help people grow. Also, to help myself grow as I do the podcast with y'all. Look, I got something special in store for y'all, man. Something I ain't never did before. This is going to be a two-part episode. And I'm glad to have these guys on here, man. Look, I've known them for a long time. Like, I can actually call them brothers. And I look forward to hearing what they have to say. And today's episode is going to be about freeing the mind. So let's talk about it. All right. As I mentioned before, I got my boys with me. You know, the brothers from another mother. We're going to talk about freedom of mind. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves and we'll go from there.
All right, so I'm Malik Barnes, and I've known Harold for about 16 years. So we just been coming up together, you know, growing, just talking about different things and just seeing, you know, each other's elevation. And I'll pass it my dog.
Well, my name is Nick. I've known Harold for at least 16, 17 years. He's a good guy. I had to come over here and show him some support, some hobbies about me. I like football. I don't like all this New Orleans stuff I'm surrounded by.
Don't hate, appreciate it.
Hey, man. Hey. But other than that, that's about it.
Hey, who that said they gonna beat them Saints? Who that? Hey. But yeah, I appreciate y'all for the introductions, man.
Yeah, man. I know these guys for a little minute, man. I grew up with these guys, basically, honestly. First people I call like friends, and then brothers at the same time, you know. You always got to work today, but hey, it felt like that when I first met him. So I appreciate y'all for that.
For sure.
So let's get up into it. I got a question for y'all boys, man. So let's see. If you was a superhero, what superhero would y'all be?
Me personally, I'm a Spider-Man guy.
Okay.
Spider-Man
okay.
Always been my favorite. So
yeah,
I go Spider-Man.
Okay. So why would you say Spider-Man? Because I asked like,
well.
What would you say, like, when it comes to you, makes you feel like you would be the Spider-Man?
Spider-Man is, like, I feel like he's the most relatable superhero. Like, you know, he get picked on.
Factual.
Then he got the spider bite.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it saved the world, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something I would do.
Yeah, okay, Spider-Man.
What you got? So if I had to be a superhero, I'd definitely be Batman.
Okay.
Because he kind of fits my personality. He kind of low key, laid back. He come out, you know, when he want to.
Right. Yeah.
He live a playboy lifestyle. Not saying that's what I live. Like, you know, but he have a lifestyle that I want to achieve.
And right.
I think he's a pretty cool guy, man.
He is.
He come save the world at night.
Yep.
You know, do what he got to do, and then live a regular life in the daytime. So.
Actually, I agree with that. Hey. Y'all did good on that. Good job on that one, my boy. I would have to say Blade. You know, Blade been always my guy.
Blade.
Hey, Blade, that's my boy. Hey, look. Now, the reason why I say that, because, you know, he was always the outcast. You know, he was, like, the unique one out of all of them. But he never, I guess you could say, he didn't feel unique because the people around him made him feel like he was out of sorts. Like, he wasn't meant to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who is this daywalker over here?
Yeah.
I don't like him, you know? And, you know, and then the other guys, like, the bad vampires, whatever you want to call them, they would always be like, you should be over here on this side. And then the humans, they didn't really like him because he was different. So it was like, mm-hmm. even though he was different, he still helped the people out that really looked down on him, you know? And he still helped them out. So I was like, hey, man, I want to be like that too, you know? I want to be able to help people even if they may be on the other side. You know, you can always bring somebody to the side, you feel me?
Yeah. And what I did realize that he was a Marvel character.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
Yeah. I watched the Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Yeah. Hey, spoiler alert. If you don't want to see it, go ahead.
I didn't realize that he was a part of the Marvel Universe, so that was something new to me.
Right. Hey. Yeah. You seen that yet?
Nah, I didn't even know he was in the movie.
Yeah. Hey. The boy came out clean as a whistle. Boy, that dude said. I said, is that Wesley? Hey, bro, I was about to go crazy, but I ain't gonna cap. But I ain't seen him in a little minute, and I always wanted a Blade reboot, and they supposed to be doing that too next year. But to see Wesley Snipes again as Blade, man, that was
pretty cool.
that caught me off guard.
Yeah, I'm not even like a real big Marvel like comic guy.
Right.
That was pretty cool. It's a real good movie.
I'll tell you, hey, it's a real good movie. Hey, you got to check that one out. I'm telling you, bro. It's a gory, but hey.
It is very gory.
It's a little vulgar here and there, but hey. Mm-hmm. It's good overall.
Yeah.
It's good overall. I look forward to seeing what they're going to do with that going forward. But yeah, man. So let's talk about it. So I'm going to give y'all about 2 minutes, a little 2 minute synopsis of what it is that y'all came on here to talk about, and we're going to free our minds. So, okay. Hey, just like in the old days, hey, we used to chop it up all the time. So it's basically kind of like a little reunion, you feel me?
For sure.
It used to be always at Nick Crib, though, but
yeah.
We leveling up now, you feel me? We big boy status now. Yes, sir.
Talk about it.
Yeah. So, all right, so who want to go first with that one?
I'm going to let Nick go first.
Okay.
So I'll piggyback off of
it. Okay, bet. So we're just going to do a 2 minute synopsis.
Okay.
What it is that you want to talk about during this, and then why?
Okay, I'm trying to find topic.
I feel like side note too.
Yeah,
Nick, his house is always the hangout spot. Like his mom is so cool. Like everybody that was a gathering place, so everybody knew.
Right.
You know, you could come over there, have a good time.
Actually.
You know. And she like everybody mom for real. Back, so
second mom
and his granddad too. Like anytime we had advice, needed some advice,
cool,
or we might be going down the wrong direction, he was somebody like a good positive male role model. And I feel like everybody needs that because it's been many times where we could have went left, and he'd tell me, he'd be like, "Hey, my granddad said X, Y, Z without even knowing the situation or what we're about to do."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I definitely like appreciate him. And his family as well too, and he being the only child,
facts,
you know, it made us even closer.
For sure, tell you, man.
But I came on the podcast to talk about what's one thing I want to accomplish this year, and so pretty much just to talk about how to set goals and accomplish it.
Yeah. Okay.
For sure.
What you got for us, Mr. Malik?
I just want to follow up on it, like. For me, I always been the type of person, like, I've always been very intelligent.
Yeah.
But I feel like my main thing I need to do is the execution process of having good thoughts and just acting upon it. Like, you can be in your head about a lot of stuff, you're waiting for the perfect time and perfect moment.
Right.
But I'm learning, like, as I get older, like, you just got to jump out there and do it. You can't be scared to fail, like, because at the same time, I'm 26, about to be 27 next month.
Yeah.
And I look back at my life like already to this point, and I'm just like, if I would have jumped and did something, you know, maybe 5 years ago, not saying I'm putting a timeline on what I need to do, but it's just saying, like, I know I'm not getting any younger. So the best time to do is, be in the present. So that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah, I like that. So let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. So I got some cards on here for y'all. We're going to shake it up a little bit. You know, I had to get my boys on here, so we're going to try something new. We're going to have a little party fun. So I'm going to have both of y'all pick 5 numbers randomly. And then after you pick your 5, I want y'all to pick 1 for yourselves.
Okay.
You don't have to grab it, though. Just point out a number, and I'm going to grab them.
What you want? You want evens or odds?
I'm going to go odds, so let me get 3.
Okay. We got 1. 3.
I'll take 6.
6, okay. We're gonna get 6. All right.
I'm gonna take 5.
All right, we got 5.
I'll take 4.
Okay, we got 4.
And we do 7.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be worried, man. What you doing over there?
Oh, you about to find out, bud. All right, so we got y'all questions. So let's give it a little look-see, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, so before we even start this, y'all know I got to pull out the handy dandy note box. You know, what y'all know about that note box? Y'all about to find out today. All right, so first off, the question for the podcast is, what's going on in that mind of yours? What's going on in that mind of y'all?
A lot.
Hey, that's how it is. Hey, that's how it be. All right, so first question. Who would I give this one to? All right. Mr. Nick, what's one thing you want to accomplish before the year's over?
I want to read 3 books.
Okay.
You know what they say? If you don't want black people to find it,
yeah,
put it in the books.
Yeah,
it's true. I wanna educate myself more.
Dang, I never heard that before.
Yeah,
that's deep.
Okay, what's up?
And that's factual. Yeah, I like that.
That's
so, with that being said, have you started like on the first book?
No. I know what I'm gonna read though, but I haven't ordered it.
Okay, what you plan on reading?
I think it's in my Amazon cart.
Okay. I like that. Hey, that's a good go right there, man.
It is, man.
I like that.
There's so much knowledge in books.
Factual, hey, bro.
Really?
Hey, tell you, bro. And I ain't started reading till the beginning of this year. Give or take.
It's a game changer for real.
Hey.
Yeah, the book I want to read is called Understanding the Purpose and Power of Men.
Ooh. Okay, I like that. Yeah.
Man. How you find out about it?
Yeah.
I heard on the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, okay, you listen to podcasts too? Yeah, okay. Hey, you making steps towards it, my boy. You making steps. All right, let's see what we got now. All right, Mr. Malik, this one for you. How do you keep track of your goals?
How do I keep track of my goals? I keep track of my goals by writing them down.
Okay.
So, like, I can remember, like, as far as back in elementary school, like, literally 3rd and 4th grade, every year, I write out my goals of what I wanted to do for the year.
Okay.
Like, so, like, just as far as I can remember, like, you can ask my mom, I had notebooks still at her house right now to this day of, you know, me in elementary school writing out what I wanted to do for the school year. Even as far as, like, being in 4th grade, I remember this vividly. Like, I just wanted to play football for White Knoll Middle School.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do. Like, that was my goal. So, I was just visualizing what I wanted to do, me succeeding.
Right.
And just every day, it got to the point in 6th grade when I got to middle school, our language teacher, he was like, all right, guys, let's cut the football stuff out. Like, let's switch it up. Like, let's do something else, man.
Yeah.
Because every day, my creator writing, I just wrote, like, I wanted to play football for White Knoll. So.
Right.
That's what I did. That's how I keep tracking my goals.
Okay. Did you get a chance to?
I did.
That's what's up, man. Hey, you started young, man.
I did, man. So.
Hey, that's good to start young because, hey, as you get older, it gets harder. So.
Exactly.
Start when you're young, man. Start when you're young.
For sure.
Let's see what we got. Who should I get this one to? I'm going to give this to Nick. What are some goals that you are proud of?
Honestly, some goals that I'm proud of is just being here right now, just being alive, being blessed, having a car, having a family, having good people in my life. Because a lot of people are struggling, like a lot of people are going through it. Whatever we think we're going through, somebody else is going through it way worse. So I just try to be appreciative. That's what I got going on now.
Yeah, thanks, man. And I'm proud of the man you becoming, man. Hey, because, hey, your circumstances could have been different. That's factual, bro. Factual, I'm telling you, man. So, is it cool if I speak on, like, the parents? Okay, so for those of those that don't know, which probably most of y'all, so Nick, parent, is a single mom. So it's already hard to having to raise a child, but to raise them on your own is even harder, especially as a man. And a woman raising a man is definitely different. So I know that's kind of tough. So can you speak on that? Like, how did that impact you as a kid for the ones out there that are going through the same situation?
I mean, honestly, I think that's why I'm so close to you guys now, just me being the only child and my mom just being her alone, just I would gravitate towards my friends and just look at you guys as brothers. Yeah.
Right.
So it really doesn't affect you. In my personal opinion, it don't really affect you as a man too much until you start hitting those teenagers, you know?
Like, yeah,
for sure. Once you start liking girls and
right.
things along those lines. So I feel like if you just have, when it comes to that point and you have a male influence, you'll be okay.
Yeah, that's good right there. So for the ones that's like the parents out there, what would you say to the parents that's raising like a single child by themselves? What would you say to them to help their kid to actually feel like they're not alone or singled out or different than everybody else?
Honestly, I just feel like communication, just being able to communicate with your child and not just popping them, like tell them why you beating them, like tell them why you
doing the things you're doing and just communicate. That's with any relationship.
That's good right there, boy. Hey, that's wisdom. Hey, that boy said with any relationship. You tell him. Nah, communication is key though, for real. Like even with my parents, they was very strict. And you know, you get in trouble a lot when you're different than everybody else. So you try to fit in more. You know, I was the one that, could y'all tell I was trying to fit in like as I was growing up? Or did y'all feel like, man, that's Harold, that's what he do? Or could you tell that I was like kind of trying to be one with everybody else or try to be part of the cool society?
I mean, for me, honestly, you always just been yourself. Like, so that's Harold. You know, you had your own little unique way about yourself. Yeah. Goofy.
Hey, goofy, bro.
I remember you used to love Rajon Rondo. You used to walk around with the headband.
I forgot about that. Yeah. When I was in Lil Rondo, and I always used to say, Beast Mode. Yeah, man.
I remember you used to love Tiger, too.
Oh, bro. Yeah. Hey, boy, he was hard back in the day, bro. He's still hard to this day. I just don't listen to that kind of music as much now.
I say, like, from you, I was just telling my people that, too. Like, Harold, like, he wanted to rap, or he still raps, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, even if people try to discourage him, he always, like, he just put, like, blinders on.
Yeah.
And then care about what they say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Always be yourself and stay true to yourself. And like, even with the podcast now, you know, you still doing that. You still showing that characteristic. And that's if you want to get something done, that's the type of mindset you got to have. So that's what I respect. You know, you being yourself, you're not trying to conform. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I always feel like you being yourself since I met you. You know what I'm saying? You've been the same person, really.
Yeah. I appreciate you saying that, man.
For sure.
I'm going to be honest. I honestly don't feel like I knew myself for like most of my life, honestly. Like when I was younger, I felt like I had to do certain things to fit in. Like even though I may have had blinders on, it's not like I didn't hear what everybody was saying. And I was kind of like, maybe I should change my style to this. Maybe I should cuss more. Maybe I should talk about messing with this woman and this woman. So I did kind of conform to it. But y'all kept me like wanting to keep going. Nick, he the one that got me into rapping. Like, at his crib, we used to be on the computer rapping and all that. I think I was in little videos when I was rapping. Hey, they encouraged me to keep going, man. Even if it wasn't the greatest, they wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, that sounded good, man. You know, that was real. Hey, that you sounded great, man. No, they kept it real. Like, it's all right. I can do a little better. But, hey, you're making progress, you know? So I appreciate y'all for being honest. Like, y'all kept me from doing things that was too out of bounds, I guess you could say, because I still did some things that was crazy. And y'all even encouraged me not to do that. And I was like, I remember Nick, sometimes you'd be like, man, come on, Aaron. Like, you ain't got to do that. Or y'all remember when I was at bike week?
Yeah.
Hey, I was drinking, boy. Yeah. I was trying to holler at everything out there, boss. Hey, you couldn't stop me, couldn't tell me nothing, bro. That's and those was the moments when you could kind of see it. You can be like, okay, yeah, that's not Harold. Why he drinking all them drinks? You know, what are you doing? But hey, y'all kept me on the straight and narrow, man. Yeah, y'all, even whenever y'all was doing other stuff, y'all be like, man, you don't gotta do that, man. That's, bro, don't do that, bro. That ain't even you.
That's our thing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I appreciate y'all for that, because some people, they'll be like, man, come over here. And when somebody tell them, like, they don't do it no more, they be like, nah, you still do it. Here you go. And they'll encourage them to do wrong things. That's not helping them grow, you know? And if they your real brothers or friends, they gonna be like, all right, bro, I understand. Like, hey, that's cool. And I ain't never looked down on nobody because, hey, I love y'all like family, like for real. So I appreciate y'all for that. All right, now, let's dial it back in. My fault. I digress. So the next question. All right. So who I got this for? Mr. Malik. Is there a goal that you wasn't able to complete and how did you handle it?
It was a goal that I wasn't able to complete yet. So
right.
Basically, I think earlier in the year, I really wanted to relocate and go somewhere else. But, you know, just life hit me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bills, just all different type of circumstances, like hit me at one time, it felt like, and it really kind of derailed me for a minute.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I wasn't able to complete it in the timetable that I wanted to complete it, but it really made me lean on my faith more too. So
yeah.
I realized, you know, you gotta trust God's time and not your time, you know what I mean? So,
excellent.
You know, it might not have been the right time in this, you know, direction, like maybe protection too as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took that, you know, as a sign that, you know, maybe I'm not gonna do it right now, but it just might not be the right time. So it's not like that it just derailed me totally. It just kind of set me back a little bit more time. But in that time, too, I learned a lot. So
yeah,
I really blessed for it. So you know what I mean? Like, you yeah. never know. So, but I just kept my faith strong. And, you know, it's still going to happen.
Yeah. That's, I'm telling you. That's good right there, man. And another question to go off of that one. So, knowing what you know now,
mm-hmm.
would you have done anything differently? And if you would have, what would you have did differently?
The only thing I would have did differently, so I was working at a job I really didn't like. It took a toll on me mentally. Yeah. You know what I mean? Going in, I didn't like the job. Like, it felt like when I was sitting, I just sit in the parking lot and be like, man, I can't do this in there. I can't do this in there. I feel like we all been in there.
Oh, yeah.
In that position. But the job paid a lot of money. You know what I mean? So what I would have did was I probably would have stayed there maybe like 2 or 3 months longer and just transferred within that company.
Yeah.
And maybe transferred to a different department and just kept the money coming in and stacking up.
Yeah.
But That's really about it. That's the only thing I would really change.
Okay. So I feel you on that. I appreciate you. All right. So, Mr. Nick, so why is goal setting important to you?
You got to set goals. You got to, because it's easy to get lost in the sauce.
Factual.
You know, especially as a black man. Like,
yeah.
It's set up for us to lose. You got to think about the women,
mm-hmm.
the drugs, it's a lot of temptation. And us as a community, we got to do better. So it's important to set goals so you don't get lost.
I agree with that, man. Yeah, we get caught up in the mundane and just staying in the cycle of doing the same thing every day.
Exactly.
It's like, because we get comfortable
yeah.
and we need to learn how to break that, get uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
in the comfortable. Well, I said that wrong. Let me fix that. Get comfortable in the uncomfortable. It's like setting out new goals so that way you can push yourself. You know, you never know what you can do until you actually step forward, right? So most of us get so used to the safety. It's like a safety net. So you stay in that little bubble. But somebody need to come over there and just pop it, you feel me? And once you pop it, you can realize there's so much out there in the world for you to do, man.
Exactly.
You're not stuck to one thing. Explore the world. Explore life. Learn and grow. So thank y'all for them questions, man. We're gonna come back to some more questions for y'all too, also. We're gonna take a little moment to put a little segue in here. Got a little scripture. You know, we gotta have our scriptures with it.
Okay.
So speaking on what Malik said earlier, which is goes well with it. So Proverbs 19:21. Though we may have personal plans, the Lord's purpose in our lives will win the day. So basically what he just said about, hey, sometimes things work out differently because it's helping protect us from other things. And you never know until you go find out, you know? But just know you shouldn't get upset or stuck in that mentality of, man, I should have did better. I could have done better. I wish I would have did this differently and all that. Because at the end of the day, you still living. You're still alive. So you can do something different today to help you get the go whatever goal you want to achieve. It just takes time.
To piggyback off what you're saying,
yeah.
Think about it. Everybody in the NBA, their goal is probably to win the championship.
Facts.
And only one team can say that.
Mm.
And at the end of the year, the teams who didn't make it, who didn't win, they don't just give up and stop playing. They keep it going.
That's
they
facts.
Try again next year.
That's facts. So, yeah, see it like that. Hey, the goal could be your championship. If you don't get it this time, try again next year. Try again. That's great right there, man. That was good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you see, like, guys like Michael Jordan, probably in the league about 5, 6, 7, 8 years before when they first won.
Factual.
Or LeBron, which I can say, you know, my favorite player. I remember, like, just having to defend LeBron every day, like, middle school until he got his first ring.
Yeah.
So he came in like 2003, he didn't win it till like 2011.
Yeah.
So like, you know, before that, they were just like trying to crucify him, but now mm-hmm. everybody love LeBron. Like,
factual.
So you know, sports is the great way to look at things too. You know, as far as like setting goals, failing, trying again, persevering.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great way to look at it too. Many people can relate to it as well.
Factual, yeah, I agree with that. There's a saying that they be saying, you know, since we're talking about sports, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Sure. I know y'all heard of that one. Sure. And that's so true. If you don't take the shot, look. And I feel like that's how basketball players progress. They take shots. If they miss it, they try it again, but they work on their form, whatever it is that they missed and messed up on. And then guess what? Eventually, they're going to hit it. And they're going to be on point. Exactly. So keep trying until you get there. You know, don't give up. But also be realistic about your goals, though. Also be realistic about it, okay?
We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Don't stop. I said I'm a problem, shitty God. But to you, that's the prayers about to rise. You. But I do have a heart, so please don't start.
Yo, whatever it is in here, y'all cooking up. Goodness.
You said what, bro?
What that is, y'all cooking up? I've been trying to rap for a minute.
Man, this is my dog, HG3, man. It sounded good,
ain't
it?
Don't stop.
It did. Heard, bro. What's the word, though?
Man, I want to rap, man. How should I go about it?
You say you want to rap?
Yeah, man.
What you been doing, you know what I'm saying? Take that serious.
Rapping in the studio.
Man, I mean, you know, I understand that. Like, you got a plan, though. Like, what, you know what I'm saying?
Plan?
Yeah. Plan. Plan. What's up, man?
I ain't got one of them.
Man, so before you can even get started rapping, bro, you got to go set out what you want to do. I need you to go write down what your goals. You know what I'm saying? And then I need you to come back. You know, you're going to obviously need to stack a little cheddar because this beat ain't cheap. You feel me? But other than that, man, just keep on working on your goals, though, man. We're going to get back to it.
Appreciate that, man.
For sure, bro. What you said your name was?
Side.
Side, for sure.
Don't stop.
Do you have trouble sticking to the plan that you create? I've learned that when you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So be sure to subscribe to this podcast, so you can learn more ways to gain one achievement for longevity.
So we need to set a plan of action. I know you can't see it, but I'm just gonna do it to do it. You feel me? So plan of action, your POA. So when y'all hear plan of action, what would y'all say that means to y'all?
Just put like
for the ones that don't understand it.
I say putting the steps out there to what you do, what you need to do,
right?
To, you know, accomplish your goal. Like, you got to take the little small steps. Like, even working out, you can't just like me in my experience working out. You know, in the beginning, you just want to be strong as you can be,
facts.
Look the best you can be. But like, you can't. It's impossible. You got to like take those steps. So daily wins.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, break it down small in small ways, you know what I mean? It's like progressive overload. It's not gonna happen when you want it to. Like, you gotta put that work in, and it's gonna show too.
Gotcha.
Like, you know, maybe he not here right now, but one of my friends, LeGarrett, both our friends, you know, family member of the podcast, told me like one time, and I never forget it, he told me, you know, in about 5 years, it's gonna show who's been working and who's not working. Like, the work you're doing, you can't hide it. Like, you can't lie about it. You can't say you're doing something. If you're doing it, it's gonna show. Hey. So that's something I live by too. So I really, you know, salute to LeGarrett, man.
Yeah,
so,
shout out, bro.
Shout out LeGarrett.
All right, so we back to our questions. So we gonna put out what numbers we had left. We got 1, 10, 9, 2, and 8. All right, so each one of y'all pick one. And then I'll tell y'all what's after that, my boy.
You get uno.
You want one? Okay, yeah, bit. Yeah. So we got one.
I take 8.
All right, 8. All right, now, I'll give y'all a chance to swap or keep.
I'm going to keep mine.
All right.
I can keep mine, too.
All right, so Mr. Malik. Sorry. Do you see goal setting as a pro or a con?
Definitely a pro. Definitely a pro. Like, again, it gives you the direction that you need to do, you know, like, and it gives you, it's something to look forward to, something to know that you're working towards. So it's definitely a pro. Like, I wouldn't see any cons with it. So,
okay. So for the ones out there that do see it as a con, why do you think they would see it as a con? And what would you say to that?
The only reason I would say it'd be a con is just, you don't want to be held accountable. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't want to put the work in. If you want to duck the smoke, you want to duck it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You might just want to talk about it. You don't want to do it. That would be the only reason I'd say it'd be a con. So, to me, everything about it is positive because you're doing something that you really want to do. So.
Right. Okay. So, I'm going to pass that question to you. Do you see it as a pro or a con?
Like,
he said it's a problem.
Yeah.
You gotta have some type of goals, keep you on your purpose, give you something to look forward to.
Right. Exactly. So it's my fault, go ahead.
If you see it as a con, you lazy.
For real, yeah.
Man, ain't no other way around it. Like.
Okay. So let me ask y'all this. Do you think some people may see it as a con, as in it's a lot of pressure? And if they don't, they might have like, because some people may have anxiety or stuff like that. And when they look down on themselves worse than most people do, and they kind of like put themselves down and they don't get stuff accomplished. So they may set less goals because they feel like, if I don't accomplish this, I'm not enough, or I'm not worthy to even try to do it again. So what would you say to them people that feels like it's too much pressure?
I say, man, like, your goals got to scare you. If they're not scaring you, you're not really thinking big enough. You know what I mean? So you got to really shoot for the moon. You really got to shoot for the moon. Like, you're probably selling yourself short if you're thinking that way, you know, because there's so much more that you can achieve. Like, if you think that way, you're being limited. Mm-hmm. You're limiting yourself and putting yourself in a box.
Facts.
So really, you know, just shoot for the moon.
Yeah.
That's what I would tell them.
Yeah.
You got to have a good mindset. Like, half the battle's up here. So if you already going into it looking like you're going to fail, like, it's too hard to achieve, you already done lost.
Facts.
Exactly.
Facts.
Your own worst enemy. Mm-hmm. Use you against you when you look yourself in that mirror.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's facts. At the end of the day, the only person that's going to be held accountable is you.
Exactly.
So you ain't going to be able to blame it on nobody else. Like, man, I ain't do this because my parents didn't brought me up the right way. I ain't do this because this is happening, or I don't got a car, or this. There's many people that don't have cars, or their parents are this way, but you can look at their lives and be like, hey, he working hard, he putting that work in. He may have to work harder than most, but he's still making progress, and that's what's most important. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's good. Y'all got some good stuff coming on here, man. Y'all got some jewels, boy.
For sure.
All right, so we'll save this one. Mr. 8, Mr. Mick, what's the best way to take action?
Just to start now.
Yeah. Like
whatever plan you got in your head, whatever business, podcast, whatever you got in your head, just start on it now.
Yeah.
I know you already done looked into it and the steps you need to take. So just jump on it.
Thanks. And if you haven't, he just told you what to do. Yeah, look at the steps to take. Mm-hmm. Facts. So, what would you say to that?
I'd say, just break your goals down, take small steps, you know, just get your daily wins.
Yeah.
You know, maybe just a week, you know what I mean? Just, I'm going to do this straight for a week. I'm going to be consistent at what I need to do for a week and just be compounding on that.
Yeah.
Because the small wins make big wins, you know what I mean? It's like the small steps, that's what leads to, you know, you ultimately achieving your goals. So,
thanks.
You know, you might want to look at the whole pie, you know, again, you want the whole thing. But you got to, like, literally take the little small steps that make that whole pot. So, you know, you got to break it down. And you won't get as overwhelmed, I feel like. If you all trying to, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. The Great Wall of China wasn't built in a day.
Exactly.
It all started with, like, one brick. So, you got to start with that one brick. Find what you need to do.
Yeah, that's good right there. Think about it like this. Babies, when they first born, they don't jump right out the, well, some of them might jump out the womb, but they ready to get out of there. But we talking about like the steps you gotta take to jumping. Like, we all can jump now because we learn how to crawl first.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta crawl first before you walk. Then after you walk, you can learn how to skip. After you skip, then maybe you can learn how to jump.
Yep.
So it takes time, you know, you gotta work through that. You can't go this way and then that way and think it's gonna work, because if a baby was to jump the first time, they're gonna be pretty hurt, you feel me? And we don't wanna hurt y'all, right? We won't be safe out here. That's how you win right there, man.
Exactly.
Tell you.
Then you're flying.
Like Spider-Man.
Yo.
You don't fly, bro.
He swings, so he can try to fly. if you swing a long amount of distance, I feel like you're considered flying, right? No?
No. Superman, that's flying, bro.
That's true. That is true. Okay, you got a point. I digress. You got a point. All right, so there's an acronym that I came up with that goes along with everything like they've been saying, like, really well. So, GOAL. Basically, break this down in GOAL. So, I looked at GOAL, and I was like, how could I make this a way that people can understand it more simpler and be able to apply it to their life? So, gaining one achievement for longevity. So goal, gaining one achievement for longevity. So with that being said, basically what they already stated about setting one goal that you want to accomplish to help you get to that bigger goal, like Malik mentioned earlier. So a lot of us, we do too many things at once. We set these big goals and we try to accomplish it all at once. But as we mentioned, that doesn't always work out. You know, usually if you try to rush into it, you mess it up even worse, you know? So it's good to take that one step and then it'll help you get to the bigger goal. What is one goal y'all want to achieve that's a big goal? And how would you break that down into a smaller goal?
I say, let's say my goal is to buy a truck.
Yeah.
I would say just making sure I'm saving money weekly and not going out spending unnecessary money. Just
I'm learning that.
Just being aware. Yeah. Just being more aware.
Facts, man. Facts. Yeah, choices that make time. Cause hey, I was trying to look fancy out here, boy. Them bills will get to you quick though. Yeah, you can't be riding too fancy, you feel me? Especially when you got family. Kids feed, but you feel me?
That's what I'm saying. It's easy to get lost in the sauce.
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, that's factual, bro.
I think really for me, relocating, moving to a different destination, you know, again, just putting money to the side, making sure you're doing, you know, doing your research, putting your money up, most importantly, so you have a good springboard, you're not struggling. And just, you know, just preparing, doing what you got to do.
Yeah, I agree with that. So we got three on the board, still left. So I'm going to let y'all choose one. And what I'm going to have y'all do is explain the question in a 10-word sentence. All right, so if you get it right, if you get 10 words or less, you get Now, if you get it wrong, you get it. Yeah, that's all you get. Nah, but on the show, I'll put something on there. I throw like a little cheering. People gonna cheer for you. For you, and just get my clap. You getting the phones claps as well. Okay. All right, so y'all converse about which one y'all want to choose together.
I'll let you pick, me, bro.
I'm gonna go 9. It's the only odd one.
9. Yeah. Okay. So with that being said, I want y'all to think of a number from 1 to 10, and whoever gets the number closest has to go first. So, let's see. All right, I got my number. What y'all got for me?
7.
Okay, what you got?
1.
Okay, good job. It was 6. So six. You get to go first. Okay. So how do you prioritize your goals in a 10-word sentence? This timer starts now. How do you prioritize your goals in a 10-word sentence? You got your 10 words already.
It got to be legit 10 words.
It got to be 10 or less.
Okay. 10 words or less?
Yep. You got 20 seconds.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. What you got for us?
Tell me if I'm correct. So you need to be organized and efficient.
Okay. Say it one time for the camera.
You need to be organized and efficient. So
that's good right there.
Those two words out. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
8 out of 10.
Okay. You need to be organized and efficient. Now explain that for them.
Explain it to them?
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have direction. You gotta be, you know, have a clear mind and a clear, concise plan of what you wanna do and when you go about, you know, actually taking the steps. You gotta be efficient with it. You gotta break it down. You gotta make sure that you're doing it in the most beneficial way for you.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? So that's just my explanation of it.
I like that.
Yeah. All right, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one, man. All right, Mr. Nick, let me get you ready.
Don't worry about shit, man.
You know what? Hey, that's yours. You want a challenge. I'm gonna give him a challenge. So you got 10 and 2, which one you want, Paul?
Give me 10 there. All
right.
Give me 10.
You gotta.
Yeah, silly.
That is crazy. Well, look at this one. All right, Mr. Nick. If a person never heard of the word goal before today, how would you describe it to them in a 10-word sentence? So you got to say that thing in a 10-word sentence. So how would you explain goal to somebody that never heard it before in a 10-word sentence or less? 10-word sentence list. How would you explain goal?
What do you want to... Hold on. What do you want to get accomplished? Do it now.
Okay. Okay. All right. I said that again for the camera.
What do you want to get accomplished? Yep. Do it now.
Yeah. Yeah. What you want to get accomplished? Do it now. Okay. Look at y'all. Y'all did it. Good job. Y'all both get it.
Thank you.
Yep. Good job, y'all boys. That's what I'm talking about. So now you explain that one for me.
Get it down now. Yes, don't hesitate. Don't wait for the right time. Cause
exactly.
It ain't never. It's never gonna be the right time.
Exactly. Factual. That's exactly. Factual. Get it done now. You yes, heard what my man said.
It's a jewel.
Facts. Get it done now. Ain't no need to wait. Yep. Unless you're not in the right mindset to do it yet. But you know. So, is there anything y'all want to leave the people off with?
I say, man, like what I want to leave with y'all with. Is, you know, like, don't wait around on anything. Like, if you want to do something, just go out there and do it. But make sure that you prepare, you know, first and foremost. I ain't want to just set you up for, like, failure. But at the same time, like he said, too, it'll never be the right time. Like, you know what I mean? You just got to do it because time is still going to pass you by regardless. So you don't want to look back at your life with regret of things that you feel like you should have did. You know what I mean? Just live in the present and, you know, go ahead and just attack it because, you know, one thing about it, you know, you got to walk on faith and that's very important in life. Like that'll get you a long way. So it's like I say, just to sum it up, just take action, do what you want to do and just, you know, attack your goals.
Yeah. And to speak on that, a lot of us feel unqualified to do certain things. At the end of the day, the only way to push yourself to do it is to learn more and grow more so you can feel more qualified. Because you never know, that same person that thinks they're qualified might not be the right person for the job. Because it's also about character. Do you have the right character fit for the job?
Exactly.
So remember that.
Another thing I think that we didn't speak enough on too, as far as goals, like when we setting our goals, expect it's going to be some bumps in the road. Like,
yeah.
You're going to hit some hard stops, but you just got to keep going.
For sure.
That's definitely going.
It won't be perfect at all. Yeah.
At all.
You might have setbacks, but you got to just keep pushing forward.
Actually, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thank y'all for y'all insight, man.
For sure.
Knowledgeable. Hey, that was some good stuff, man. If y'all ain't got nothing for this, then you must be on the right track. I mean, you must be perfect. No, all right, but if you ain't learned nothing from this, hey. More power to you, my brother. More power to you. Now, you know we got a challenge. So the challenge for y'all is to create your own POA, your own plan of action. So make a goal, gaining one achievement for longevity. How do you want to do that? What's the one goal that you want to achieve that day to help progress to the bigger goal? It could either be the day or the week. I don't want to put too much pressure on y'all. So if you needed a week or a month, then do that. Do what's best for you. As long as you're making progress, that's what matters. So yeah, any funny things y'all, any stories y'all got to tell? I mean, we got some. Hey, just a warning now. I'm not the same person I used to be. All right, so some of these stories is gonna maybe catch y'all guard a little bit, or they won't. I told y'all I was a little ratchet back in the day, but you know. So let's talk about it, guys. Let's have some fun with it.
I got one story. So me, Harold, and I forgot who was the third person, but we went to a house party across town. And, you know, we out there having fun and things of that nature. And we were leaving the house party. And somebody told us, like, hey, you know, the police are sitting right out there. Just be careful when you leave, you know, because they waiting to get somebody. So we leave. We both tell here. We like, hey, man, just be smooth. The police right there. And it's a stop sign at the end of the road. Harold just rolled right through it. As soon as he did that, we got lit up like immediately.
Tragic.
But luckily, you know, we had a real cool police officer. He let us go on about our day, but that was just something I always remember, like, back in the day. So yeah, that's something I can share with you guys.
Yeah, man. That was tragic.
I don't know. I remember one time we was at bike week. And just everything my boy seen, he walking down on the
crowd, boy. Hey, man.
He was in heat that day.
I was taking them back, man.
I remember first week, too. Just gambling.
I don't like losing. It was fun, though, man. I ain't think we're going to keep winning. What were we playing? We playing beer pong, ain't it?
They're playing beer pong. Yeah, for sure.
Hey,
bro.
Man, I had left was a dog on Pop-Tart.
Legit.
All I had was a Pop-Tart left, man.
He was ready to gamble that.
I was. I'm telling you, man. Hey, came down there with 100, left with a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, man.
Hey, we had fun, though, man.
Yeah, we had good times. Yeah,
man. Nick House was, man, that was the place, bro. Yeah. That was the place, man. So, thank you. Shout out to his mom, man.
Shout out to Miss Nicole, man.
She a real one, for sure. She a real one, boy, because she had to put up with all of us. And there was a lot of us there.
There was a lot of us.
Yeah, we had all the sleepovers there and all that, man. Uh-huh. That was fun, boy. Good time.
I remember one time we was upstairs rapping.
Yo.
We up there cussing up a storm, you know. My mom coming in. Oh, I'm finna tell your granddaddy what you ass saying.
Right. Yeah. It was tragic.
Yeah, we did. It was tragic.
Mm-hmm. I remember when we was on the Xbox and we were playing somebody online and they was rapping. We had like a little rap battle. Yeah, I lost. But I knew the rap for real. I said, tragic. Damn, boy. But yeah, I want to take this time to give y'all some y'all flowers and acknowledge y'all for first off, Mr. Nick, for always making me feel welcome at home. You know, you probably the first, I think you're the first person, because you live in my neighborhood, so you was like real close. And my mom's met your mom, and that's how we got together. And man, you've been a real one since I met you, man. Man, I love you, man. I appreciate you for everything you do and you're doing. So keep doing great things, man. If you ever need me, you know I'm here for you. Hey, back in turn, I know it's the same in return. And I just want to say thank you for always making me feel like enough. You feel me? Feel enough and not feeling like too weird, because I know I was goofy. I was goofy and wild.
I appreciate that,
yes, sir, no doubt. Mr. Malik,
yeah.
Very like-minded. Man, hell, we chill whenever we was, we ain't had Mr. Nick with us sometimes, and we'll still be cooling and chilling and having fun. Yeah, man, you always been somebody that I feel like I can relate with and talk to and be level-headed with, and like would not be trying to steer me down the wrong direction per se. And you'd be like, yeah, man, you keep doing great thing, man, keep going, don't stop. And we always had that hustle mindset. You always did. That's what I admire about you. So when you said the thing about Batman, how he low-key, and I was very low-key too, so I was like, oh yeah, we low-key together, you feel me?
Sure.
So I appreciate that, man. And you know, I love you, man. Keep doing great thing, man. Hey man, I look forward to seeing what the future has in hold for y'all, man. It's gonna be great.
I want to give your flowers too.
Yeah, we can give you your flowers, man.
You good man, bro. Like
I try.
For real, I watch you. Like we all watch each other grow up and just the elevation, man. Like you said, we went from at my mom's house and now we doing this in your house.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah,
so, man. Much love.
I gotta give your flowers too, man. Like you know, like just seeing the growth, like you got a very beautiful house, a very beautiful family. You know what I mean? You got a career about yourself, like, and you stuck with your podcast. You very consistent with it, man. Like, you know, it's easy to give up and get distracted, but you kept going with it, man. So
I appreciate
you know, give your flowers for that too as well.
Hey, sure. Hey, yeah, I give all that to God, because honestly, I wouldn't be who I am now, even doing these podcasts, if it wasn't for him, honestly. That boy, yeah, he changed a lot in a short period of time.
Really?
I thank y'all for the flowers, man. I appreciate that. And I love y'all, man. I'm hoping we can do this again sometime for sure.
Part two.
You already know what's up. Yeah. So, we leave y'all with goals. So, just set your goal, man. Work to it. As I usually say, don't make excuses. Work through it. You got this. We believe in you, man. Hey, don't let nobody tell you otherwise. When you look at that person in the mirror, tell them, hey, I know who I am, and I was made for this. You feel me? So with that being said, I appreciate y'all for joining the podcast today, man. I hope y'all enjoyed my guests. I know I did. And they dropped so many jewels, man. If you know anybody else that want to grow and learn from this podcast, this is for you. You know, share to others. You know, like, comment, subscribe. Let people know about the growth that you're doing and how you're also making it happen. I pray y'all have a blessed week. With that being said, we out. Yes, sir, Ski.
Real talk. Real talk. Real talk.